Yeah, so I talk about that in the book, and I devote a lot of time to it. And it's really, the hard part is I don't really come down on a ton of exact, here's the manual of solutions, because I really think it's something that has to be led by the Spirit creatively in the moment and in a community context. But also, we're so far on the spectrum of not even really believing that's a high value of the Christian faith that I really argue that, no, this is a non-negotiable. When you're a Jesus follower, one of the main things that makes you stand out is how you love your enemies. And that's something we have to wrestle with, right? That Jesus himself modeled that, that the very moment that every single person thought he was defeated was actually the moment of victory, because enemy love is upside down to the world. Enemy love is a way to change the world, but no one else is going to think it looks like a victory. And that's just how the Spirit works, and that's how upside down the nature of the cross is. And so we have to step into that. You know, Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for others, and while people were saying, you're the King of the Jews and you can't even save yourself, in that very moment, he had to stay on the cross to save others, right? And yeah. So it's very much this, like, very two worlds colliding on how the world sees. The world uses power and violence and coercion to change the world, and it doesn't work. Jesus uses love and sacrificial enemy love to change the world, and it does work. And so N.T. Wright, one of my favorites, says, when Jesus wants to change the world, he doesn't send in the tanks, he sends in the meek and the mild, and there's a big difference.